Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday new shiur for Parshas Teruma. I'd like to speak a little bit of a different style this evening. Our usual style is to focus mostly on halacha lemaisa and yonim, but I'd like to look at an issue which I think is interesting. It may have some interesting ramifications. We'll try to get to at the end. But as I entitled the shiur, where the kalim and the mishkan and the mikdash of identical dimensions. Now we look in the parsha, beginning of Parshas Teruma, source number one, Shmos Parakaf Hey. Sukim Ches and Tes, also Limita Shurchanti Besocham. Pasuk Tes says, Kichola Shani Maravsko is Tavmis Mishkan, Ves Tavmis Kolkelov, Vechain Taasu. This is what you have to do, whatever I tell you, Vechain Taasu. So Rashi comments, it's really based on a Gemara, as we'll see in a second Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says, Vechain Taasu in source two, Perkof Hei, Vishmos, Pasuk Tes, Rashi, Vechain Taasu, Ladoros, for all generations. What does that mean? Whatever I tell you in this study, that's how the particular items that are enumerated here in this parsha, Parsha's Truma, and the subsequent few parshios, which deal with the Mishkan and the various accoutrements and the utensils and vessels of the Mishkan. So Rashi explains, Im Yovad Echor Min HaKelim. One of the Kelim got lost, it got broken or something, Osha Tasuli Kli Beis Olamim. When you make the Kelim for the Beis Olam, for the Beis HaMikdash, remember here we're talking in our study about the Mishkan, which of course is the temporary facility when they're in the Midbar, to go on Shulchanos, Menoros, Bechioros, Omechonos, and all the different things which are necessary for the Beis HaMikdash, Shalos Shlomo, built by Shlomo, Ketavnis Elu Tasul Som. They have to be built with the dimensions or the image of these particular Kalim described here in the Mishkan. Even though this parsha is talking only about the Mishkan, but the particular Kalim, when you're going to make them and fashion them in the future, in case you have to replace one or whatever, or when they build Beis HaMikdash, a new Kalim are used. So you have to make them like these. Rashi's pointing out simply, if it would have said a little differently, you look back in source one and Pasuk Tes, could have said, whatever I'm showing you, that's what you do. But the Vav is out of place. It sounds like it's adding something. It's just say, Kain Tasu, whatever I tell you, that's what you should do. But Vichain Tasu implies that it's introducing something else. Hence the idea, and it's again, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, I print in source 3. Tez Zion Rebez, Omar Shimon Barchia, Omar Koch, Kichola Shani Maros Ches, Tavnisa Mishkan, Vichain Tasu, Ladoros Haboin. Right? And Rashi explains there in Sanhedrin, Tez Zion Rebez in source 4, Kain Tasu, Ladoros, Ma Mishkan, Alpi Moshe, Vuba Makum, Sanhedrin, Alf Ladoros, Alpi Sanhedrin Gedolo. That's the particular subject there. In Sanhedrin, that when you build the Beis HaMikdash, you expand the city of Yerushalayim, you expand the boundaries, you have to have a Bezdin with a leadership such as Moshe. So the truth is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is not really talking about what Rashi and Chumash mentioned. It's not talking about the particular Kalim and so on, you know, or following the particular Kalim, you know, or having the particular Kalim follow the same dimension, the same size. But Rashi extends it, and that's how he learns V'chein Tasu. The Ramban, here in our Sedra, source 5, Perkof Hei Pasuk Tes, on this Pasuk, Vechein Tasu, takes issue with Rashi. First, he quotes Rashi, right? Ladoris and so on and so forth. The third line, Lashon Rashi. And then the Ramban writes, the end of that first paragraph there, Velo Yadati, Shiyez Emes. I'm not sure if that's true. Is that true that the future Kalim to be made for the Beis HaMikdash have to be of the same dimensions, the same structure like these? I'm not sure that's true. When he built the Beis HaMikdash, does he have to make all the kalim, all the vessels and so on of the same type that's here? That's who says that's true. And the fact, he says, we'll see the psukim momentarily, Mizbech Nechoshes Lasha Shlomo Esrim Amo Oroch Esrim Rochav. We find psukim in Dibra Yom and Beis, we'll get to this. Okay. We said that the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, was of a much bigger size than the one here. The second paragraph, he quotes Ibn Ezra Ben Avram, Amar B'chein Tasua Kalim. He says the word keki betchilach amar vasuli mikdash pasuk ches back in source one perchof hei pasuk ches says vasuli mikdash and the mikdash has to be built as pasuk ches says kechol hashanim arosho so chayin tasu means also so you can make the kalim nothing to do with the doros that's even as a learning simple pshat in the pasuk okay pasuk al derech pshat ain't tzorok calls it the Ramban says the whole thing is not necessary you don't need this whole analysis ba'ak kefil now I've a ba'ak kefil lechazek v'zirus. Chizuk with zeros. It's just to emphasize, okay, to encourage. Amar Basali Mikdash, Bayez, Kalim, Mikdash, Melech, Obeis, Lamlecha, Jachanti, Besocham, Bayez, Kisa, Kobra, Shasli, Shom, Kechor, Shemar, 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 Shemar It's just telling people to do this. You should all participate and so on. Just adding emphasis and so on that should be done. And you don't have to say any. There's other places where the Torah also, for example, later on in the end, in Parshas Pekudei, where the building of the Mishkan is summarized, it says, you write, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael chashav Hashem, Kain Asu. Double language, it says, Vayasu, Kain Asu. I mean, they did it, emphasize they did it the right way. That's what the Ramban says. In terms of Mizbech, so here we find in our Sedra in Shuma, Perkhov Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, and Surah 6, Vasisa Samizbech, Atzei Shitim, Chamesh Amos Orech, Chamesh Amos Rochav. Its length was 5 Amos, its width was 5 Amos, Ravu Ayen, it was squared, 5 Amos by 5 Amos. The Sholosh Amos Kamoso, 3 Amos height. Okay, that's out of Mishkan. So Rashi there quotes, it's a big Sugi, I didn't quote the Gemara, it's based on a Sugi in Zvachim, Adaf Samach Aleph or so. Actually, I can just point on the test. But anyway, Rashi quotes, Machokas Buddha Ryosi, Rashi here in Truma, Perchav Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, and Arsedra, 7. Dvarim Kiksov, Rehuda Ryosi, Rehuda said that was the measurement exactly specified. The Pasuk, 5 Amos by 5 Amos, 3 Amos high. Okay. But Ryosi, Omer Neman, Kan Ravua. The word Ravua means squared. And Neman, Bipnimi Ravua. The Mizbech, Pasuk is talking about the outer Mizbech, the so called Mizbech Anachoshis. Okay, the regular Mizbech. That's outside the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, as opposed to the inner Mizbech, the so-called Mizbech HaKtoris, Mizbech HaPrimi. This is talking about a Mizbech HaChitzo. The Mizbech HaPrimi is dealt with not in this week's Sedra, but for one reason or another, next week's Sedra, the very end of Parshas Tetzaveh. I printed the Psukim there in Perak Lamed of Shmos, Psukim Aleph Beis 8, Vosisa Mizbech Miktar Ketoris, Atzeshin Tassoso, Amo Arko, Amo Rachbo, Ravu Yev, Amasayim Komaso, Mimenu Karnosov. There it says the word same thing, Ravua. Means squared. So Rabbi Yossi is a drosha back in Rashi in 7. Again, it's based on a Gemara. Malahan Gavo Pishnaim Karko. Over there, the height was exactly double the length and the width, right? You look in Ben Pasuk Beis of Paraklam in source 8. Amo Orko, Amo Rochbo, Amo Amasayim Komaso. Amo width, Amo length, and 2 Amo is the height. The height was double the length and the width. So it's got to be the same thing here, too. 1 second. So but here it said the outer Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Hachitzon was 5 Amos by 5 Amos. By 3 Amos height, it's not double. So he said, no, well, so the Rashi is, Umani Mekayim Shoshim Kamaso, Misav Sobevil, Misav Sobevil Amalo. The 3 Amos were just the higher part. There was a Sove, a surrounding piece, and so on. It was kind of like a block on top of a larger block, kind of. From that part, it is double. Okay. But anyway, that's in terms of the measurements of the Mizbeach Chitzon, and it basically is 5 Amos. By 5 Amos, by 3 Amos, according to the simple reading. Okay, however, if you look in Divrei Yomim, that's what the Ramban here in our Sedra refers to. Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Aleph, Source 9, referring to the Beis Hamikdash of Shlomo HaMelech. Right, it says, Vayas Mizbech Nechoshes, or Mizbech Nechoshes, Esrim Amo Arko, Esrim Amo Rochbo, Esar Amos Kamoso. 20 Amos length, 20 Amos width, and 10 Amos height. That's not like the Moshe Rabbeinu. forget the Machlokas that Rashi quotes. Just learning the simple pshat in the Pasuk, which is one day in the Gemara, which has it 5 Amos by 5 Amos by 3, or maybe it was 5 Amos by 5 Amos, but the other part was higher. Okay, 2 Amos plus 3 Amos, because the 3 Amos meant just above that, kind of that Sove, fine. But either way, the Mizbeach and the Beis Hamikdash was much bigger. Right? The 5 Amos by 5 Amos in terms of length and width as compared to 20 Amos by 20 Amos in the Beis HaMikdash. So does David there in the Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Dal, Pasuk Aleph 8 says, Mizbech Nechoshes, Ratzon Mizbech, Evan Tachas Nechoshes, Shalso Moshe Mevidbar. In the Beis HaMikdash, Mizbech is sort of attached to the ground. It's called Mizbech Adoma. It's an earthenware thing that replaced the Mizbech Nechoshes. Again, the Mishkan was portable. The Mishkan had to be transferred from place to place. And once they built the Beis Hamikdash Shalom, it was never transferred. So that Mizbech is called the Mizbech Adama. Okay. But either way, and the Malbim, the month goes on there in Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Dal, Pasuk Aleph 11, to say as follows. Well, this measurement given of the Mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash, which was much larger than the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, which prompts the Ramban back in Source 5 to say, what does Rashi mean? What do you mean, V'chein Tasu L'doros, that the Kalim of the Mishkan Ladoros for all generations had to be of the same size, the same dimensions? We see, says Ramban, wasn't true. We see that the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash were much bigger. So the Malbim points out in source 11, the very base paragdal pasagal, the Malbim points out, Zelo nisko be melachim. If you look in the psukim in melachim aleph, in the prokim, vav zayin ches, that part of melachim aleph, which describes the building of the base hamikdash, it doesn't mention this detail about the mizbeach there in melachim aleph. That's what the Malbim is pointing out. Interesting observation. And he says that part of that machloka is there in Zvachim. I didn't print the whole Gemara because it's a long, it's several pages in the Gemara, but he refers to part of it, the New Testament Aleph, L'das v'yosi lo osim izbech nechoshes ad beis hachinuch shem izbech nechoshes shal Moshe akotam mehechel. The Pasuk pshat is that the mizbech originally was made like Moshe's, but it was too small. Turn the page for a second. In Melachim Aleph, Perkes, Pasuk Samach Gimel, 12, Vayizbach Shlomo, Zevach Hashon, Shazevach Hashem, Bokar, Esim Mishraim, Elef, all kinds of animals, you know, Esim Mishraim, Elef, 22,000, Tzon, Mayav Esim, Elef, I'm sorry, Bokar, 22,000, Mayav Esim, 20,000, Tzon, all kinds of huge numbers of Karbonas, Vayachtukas, Beis Hashem, Melech, Vakol Yibnei Yisrael, Pasuk Samach Dalad, in Melachim Aleph, Perkes, second part of source 12. By Allah, Ukida Shamalach has told Chasa Shufna Beis Hashem. He also Shomis all of his Amincha and Schava Shomim. Okay, he had to sanctify even the courtyard, which normally is not fit for Karbonis, but because so many Karbonis were brought, had to sanctify that area too. And it says because Ki Mizbach and Chosha says Lipna Hashem Katon, it was too small. My Hachel is all of his Amincha and Schava Shomim. Mizbach itself was too small. Okay, and now so that's the Malbim quotes a little bit of Machlokas over there. Did it was a reference to what Shlomo Melech first built? Okay, that he built it. He built it that size, the smaller size. Well, that's a reference to the one of Moshe, right? He says the pshat is according to Biosi, okay, in the first line of 11. Lo asmizbech nechosh ad beis chinuch shemizbech nechosh shom Moshe kot mehechel. Moshe's mizbech was too small. Okay, and Yehuda has a different way of learning, and he prefers the one way because again, the psukim in the Divayam and Beis, Parak Zion, Pasuk Zion, 13. Ikade Shlomo is Tocha Chotze, Shalit Nebes Hashem, and so on. And he says, Kedem Mizbech, Asher Osa Shlomo, Kizmechon Osa Shlomo. Shlomo's Mizbech, his initial Mizbech was too small, meaning that originally he did build it the same size. But okay, however you want to learn, at the end of the day, the Mizbech in the Beis Hamikdash was much larger than the Mizbech of Moshe Rabbeinu, whether Shlomo first built it small and they expanded, or they never did build it that way because Moshe's was too small. Whichever way you look at it, this is the Ramban, again, back in source 3, the Ramban here, source 5, I mean, the Ramban in our Parsha is bothered by Rashi's suggestion that all the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash had to be the same dimensions as the one that is mentioned here in Parsha's Truma for the Mishkan. It's simply not true about the Mizbeach. So Ramban rejects this approach from Rashi. So a number of different suggestions to explain this. That's what I'd like to look at this evening. Rebellion Mizrahi, okay, in source 14 of the Super Commentary on Rashi, okay, and there in Parakaf Hey, here in Parashat Truma Pasuk Tez, Kechol Hashem Ma'arizcha, and so on. And I'm going to show it to you. Find Bechein Tasu, Ketavnis Elo Tasu. The Ramban Tan, he tined against. The Ramban raised the objection to Rashi. Look on the third line. Below Ivanti Kamanoso. I don't know what he means. The Mizrahi, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi is writing. I don't understand what the Ramban means by quoting Umizbech and Achosha So Shlomo Esim Amos Orch Esim Amos Rochav. Kimrotzel, what is he bringing that up for? That pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, and we saw Divrei Hayamim Aleph that we saw Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Dalad, pasuk Aleph, right? And source number 9. What's he bringing that up for? He says the Mizrahi, Kimrotzel liton mizeh al shaloha chamesh amos or chamesh amos rochav. He's trying to say, well, it was because it wasn't the same size as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where we learned it. Okay. Ain't a tana, that's not much of an objection. They should ain't perish kasavnisom kisavnis elu kimidosom. Very carefully, he's saying it does not mean to suggest that the measurements had to be exactly the same precise size. That's not what it meant. Never meant that. The chayin tassel doesn't mean that. Okay, it doesn't mean that. Elish yitzala shetachayin mizdamos yachas ha'orach ha'orach hiyachas ha'roch ha'roch. It means the dimensions, the ratio. One of the writings, the dimensions have to be, the ratio has to be the same. In other words, they have to match. The width and the length have to match. It doesn't have to be, that's what it means. It has to parallel, says the Mizrahi, it has to parallel the Mishkan in that the dimensions, the ratio has to be the same. They are the same. His was 5 on 5. His was 20 on 20. Good. It was bigger. It's okay. It's still the same ratio. I don't know what ratio is the right word. Maybe it's a better mathematical word. I'm not sure. The point being that it's the same. In other words, it's a parallel size. And it matches. And he gives you the math. The Alba is going down one side. Hey, he gives you the corners and so on. It must have been Chris Kazet. It must have been a diagram. The original Mizrahi. But anyway, he just says that the ground, the coverage relative to the rest of the area had to be the same. Okay? And he writes, the Lochain HaMizbeach Shol Nechosh HaSashom HaMach Sharavua Kamo HaMizbeach Shol Moshe. It was square, just like the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, the corners, you know, matched and so on. So everything worked out. It's the same. That's what the Pasuk means. Okay? So that's the suggestion of the Mizrahi. Okay, and he says, how do you know that? How to be twisted 20 by 20? So later on, four lines from the bottom is Rachi right, Yesh Lomar, from Mekubal Etzlam, Ish Mepiish, Ad Moshe Ben Begura, Chapirsh Ketav Nisam, Eino Ela Ala Orach Vararochav. The definition by me, by the word, the Tav Nisam, the same style, the same dimensions, meaning that the length and the width had to be parallel and so on, but the height didn't have to match. And a tradition like that. Okay. After all, the size of the bias itself did not match the mikveh. The mikveh was much bigger, covered much more ground than the Mishkan did. Okay, it wasn't the same thing. So and the Devir where the Aron was not the same as the Kodesh HaKodashim in the Mishkan. There were many differences. So therefore, all it means is, as part of our tradition, that the length and the width have to be equal, but it's not a problem. So that's the approach of the Mizrahi. There's a comment in the Rambam called Kiryas Sefer the Mabit. On the Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaMechira, that's why the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, and Berak Dalad, he says a similar thing, just adds to it, based on other psukim of Aris Sedra, which we'll look at a little bit, we won't go into detail, but he says, Kol HaEichol, Keshu Kodesh HaKadoshim, HaKodesh V'ulam, Mea Amo, Al Mea Amo, Beru Mea Amo. Okay, and he explains the measurements of the Mishkan, and he says, when it says, V'chein Tasul Doros, okay, again, once again, it doesn't mean that it has to be the same total footage, total square footage, or square amage, if that's such a word. Okay, it's not the same. And he goes on to explain about the crushing, the beams of the wooden boards, the wooden beams that surrounded the standing wooden beams that stood around. And our Sedra in Parakov, let's skip down to 16 for a second. It says, Vosisas akroshim al mishkan atzei shitim omdim. Standing wooden beams. Okay, you've all seen either diagrams or, you know, artists rendering or, you know, the fancy drawings of what Mishkan looked like based on Psukim. So you know that these standing boards, standing beams that surround the Mishkan. So it said, Eser Amos Orach HaKarish. Each Karish was 10 Amos high. That's how we know that the Mishkan was 10 Amos high. 10 Amos was, each beam was 10 Amos high. And it was Orach HaKarish, I'm sorry, but Amo V'chetz Amo Roch HaKarish HaKarish. And its width was an Amo and a half, each one. And it goes on to say how it was positioned around the Mishkan in different directions. You look in Pasuk Yud Ches, for example, Asis HaKosh HaMishkan, Esrim Karash Tufas Negev Temar. On the southern side, it was 20 Kroshim. Okay, 20 Kroshim. And the same thing on the northern side of Pasuk Chav, 20 Kroshim. And then, Uliar Kasam Mishkan Yoma Tasa Shisha Kroshim, only 6. The Mishkan was rectangular. It was, again, you've seen depictions of it. It was rectangular. It wasn't square. So it was only 6. But it says 6, but then it says on the other sides. But it says 6. But look at Chavdala in 1 second. I'm sorry, Pasuk Chafei. Ayu Shmona Kroshim. 8. So is it 6 or is it 8? All right. So again, Rashi explains first, and we'll come back to the Kiryas Sefer in the Mabit on the Rambam there towards 15 in a moment. But Rashi explains, Esamos HaKars, Pasuk Tazayin, Perkavav, Lamadu Shagavho Shal Mishkan Esamos. That's how we know the Mishkan was 10 Amos high, good. Okay. And the width was Amo Vachatz Yamarochav, Lamadu Arkos Shal Mishkan Esim Koshim, Shubitzofon Udarman Amitzvach, Lamar of Shoshim Amo. Well, we know that the Mishkan was 30 Amos long because if it had 20 Koshim and each Kerish was 10 Amos high, but it was only an Amo and a half width. So if you have 20 Koshim of an Amo and a half width each, that means that wall, it was 30 Amos altogether, right? 20 Amos and a half Kroshim for a total of 30 Amos. Okay, that's the size of the Mishkan. Okay, the Arkasay means the end, the other end. The front says, Tisha Shisha, Tasa Shisha Kroshim. Now, Tisha Kroshim is 9 amas in width. Again, because each amma, each keresh is an amma and a half. So 6 Kroshim is 9, 6 Kroshim times 1.5 is 9. However, in Pasuk of Gimel, Rashi explains, but there was no overlap. You couldn't see the entire keresh. Because when you have boards, the corner came to a sharp edge. That means you had the width on each keresh was also an amma wide. It was on the side. It was an amma and a half, sort of, what would the right word be? Ten amas high. An amma and a half length would be a little bit better word, I guess, and an amma width. So on each side of the Mishkan, the long sides, which were 30 amas, so those kroshim met the boards on the other side. So you had 6. 6 were not touching anything. But on each side, the other two, one on each side, was an amma and a half wide. So therefore, an amma's worth on each side was touching, so to speak, the other boards. So they were all together 8. That's how it works out, 8. Okay, anyway, that's what the Kiryas Sefer back in 15 explains. So he says, now if you look, now we know the total size of the Mishkan. So the total, so the Mizbeach says, that, again, the Kiryas Sefer says more than the Mizrahi. Mizrahi just said that the Mizbeach didn't have to match. Okay, just had to match the even ratio, so to speak, of length to width. But the Kiryas Sefer takes it further. There was a relationship, again, a ratio relationship between the size of his back and the total size of the courtyard. The Beis Hamikdash was much bigger. So the Beis Hamikdash was bigger, so his back was bigger. And he works out how the square footage, the square amma, so to speak, worked. Okay, he said, "V'chein tas aladoros." He agrees. That's only talking the Orah and the Rocha. Orah and the Rocha had to match. That'll be a square, like we said. That's true. But it was 20 amas as opposed to only 5 amas because it was a much bigger area. Okay, the height, he says, doesn't matter at all. So that's the Kiryas Sefer, a similar answer to explain what the means v'chein tas aladoros, and therefore the Ramban's kasha from Divrei Hayomim against Rashi is not a kasha. Moving to source 18, the Maharal Prague and the Gur Aryeh. Also, that the Maharal's super commentary on Rashi here in Truma Parakafay Pasuk Tes V'Chein Tasu. He quotes the Ramban, Ramban Hiksha. He asks the Ramban's Kasha. It's against the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, and he also says in defense of Rashi 18, second line, the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal Prague writes Dvarim Tamul Maod. The very astonishing question Ramban asks. They're behead of Gemara. Rashi didn't make this up. Okay, the Gemara said V'Chein Tasu. Okay, and V'Chein Tasu Ladoris is the Gemara. So. And Rabba then go. I told you he was talking about how you add to the city with Sanhedrin. But Rabba goes on in the Gemara to mention the Kalim, okay. And the Gemara also seems to say V'chein Tasu L'doros refers to the Kalim also, based on extension of the Gemara. So it's not Rashi; it's the Gemara. So Ramban's Taina, so to speak, is not on Rashi; it's on the Gemara. So therefore, he says in the second paragraph of 18, "Ubavadai Kusha Shel Ramban Mimizbach Anachoshes Lo Kashamidi." No question. The low comma rocklin that kalim asher metaltel v'mishkan of all moed. He gives a different teretz. He says that rule that the kalim had to be the same size and same dimensions, same measurements as the kalim of the mishkan. So too the kalim mikdash had to be like that. That's only true, says the Mizra, says the Maharal, of the kalim which were movable. Okay. But the Mizbeach, which was attached to the ground, that was never included in the tzivui. That's like the mikdash itself. It's built in. The menorah, the shulchan, removable. That's the drush of v'chein tasu l'doros, says the Maharal, which Rashi quotes. Maharal points out it's a Gemara. It's the only way Rashi learned the Gemara. So that's only talking about the dimensions and measurements of those kalim, those accoutrements, those vessels, which were movable, like the aron. But the mizbeach adam and the mizbeach anachosh was mechuvah la'aret. So therefore, had a din kemikdash atzmo, k'ma mikdash atzmo. Okay? So that's his teret. And just like the Azorah, the courtyard, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the size was not the same. The dimensions of the ground and so on were not the same. So the Mizbeach also didn't have to be the same. That's an interesting answer. But he says the Mizbeach is an exception. Basically, the Mizbeach was an exception not to be counted among the regular Kalim, but rather as part of the Mikdash itself. Okay, the truth of the matter is there may be a shtickel riot to that, because the truth of the matter is the Mizbeach, although, well, I actually go both ways, really, but, the Mizbeach was mentioned in Torah before this week's Sedra. All the Kelim of the Mikdash were are introduced to us in this Sedra, Parshas Truma. Except there's Berach, the very end of Parshas Yisrael, look at 19. Most Parakov Pasuk Chavalof, after Esar's and Dibros. Mizbach Adoma Taseli. The commandment to build a Mizbach actually precedes our Parshas Truma. Okay? It's mentioned over there. Vizavach Talav, Zalosech, Vashomech, etc., etc. And Chav Beis, Mizbach Avonim Taseli. You have to make it out of stone. And don't cut the stone with this, with metal and so on and so forth. Rashi in Yisrael, Parakov Pasuk Chavalof, Mizbach Adoma, Mechubar Adoma. That's to be attached to the ground. Okay? Don't put it on stilts or some other, you know, platforms and so on and so forth. Right? It had to be Adama. And Pasuk of Beis, it says, Im Mizbach Avanim. Im here doesn't mean if, but you must. Rashi comments in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that there are a number of places where Im doesn't mean, usually Im means we're sure. If you want, you can do this. But there's some places where it's a requirement. This is one of them. Okay. The Mizbach being mentioned first, the truth is, one could argue that therefore the Mizbeach is a separate status, meaning, like the Maharal said, it's not lumped together with the other Kalim. That's my point. I mean, it could say it's just Tikkun Araya. It's not, the Mizbeach is not like one of the regular Kalim of the Mikdash. It's like the Mikdash itself. Right? The
Mizbeach Ketores is also not till after Tetzaveh.
That's a problem. The Mizbeach Ketores, I alluded to it back in source number, 8, in the next week's Seder. It's mentioned later.
And the other problem is the menorah had no dimensions.
That's a different issue, right? Okay, but anyway, but this is an approach, but I'm just suggesting, and you can take it or leave it, the Mizbeach is not lumped together with the others. But okay, as I mentioned earlier. All right. Anyway, so that takes care of that. And so that's another answer to explain what's meant by Chayin Tassel Doris. And in fact, the Mizbeach is an exception. I'm not sure if the Rambam would agree to that. Okay. Even though there's perhaps a stickle riot from the Pasuk in Yisro, but you look at this, the Gemara in Zvachim, another Gemara in Zvachim, this I did print, Kuv Zayim and Amid Beis, a famous Gemara 21. Amr Yishur Shemati Shema Kriv and Afopi Shein Bias. Okay, you can bring Karbanos if there's a Mizbeach, even though the base Hamikdash, the walls are not there. Ve'ochim Kachim 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 Afopi Shein Kloim. Even though the walls around the Kodesh, you can eat Kachim Kachim, you know, inside there, even without the walls there, Kachim Kalamai Shein Afopi Shein Chomo around Yerushalayim. Mipnei, here's the key line. The famous Gemara that the sanctification of the Eretz Yisrael, of the Beis HaMikdash, was not Eretz Yisrael, but the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash was sanctified for all time, Kidshul Shaita and Kidshul Lasilov. The big machok is a big subject by itself. The Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, Perek Vav Alok Yedal, the famous Rambam, he writes, Ubamen Niskach Mikdush Rishona, Shekidshul Shlomo, Shehu Kidesh HaZora, Yerushalayim was Shaitan, their Kidshan la'asi level. When Yishlomo sanctified the air, it was for all time. It was everything there for all time. Okay, now, the Ravid has a famous disagreement. He said, I don't know where he got that from. It's not true. And he says that the difference in Eretz Yisrael is really going on the earlier comment about Eretz Yisrael, not on this line in the Rambam, but I just point out the Ravid said, he says what he says. Look, he says at the end, he says, I was told this, you know, the secret Hashem lets his God-fearing people know his secrets. Okay, anyway, the Rav is not really our issue now. The next Rambam, even though the wall's not there. Because Kedush Rishon, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asid level. Fine. Now, I'm just pointing out that it looks from there, because it's talking about Karbanos on the Mizbeach, the Rambam would seem to include the Mizbeach with Yerushalayim. In other words, the Kedusha of the Mizbeach is a function of the Kedusha of the Mikdash. It's not a separate thing. It is lumped together. Okay, that's not itself necessarily a great rhyme. Maybe. And we're trying to show that the Maharal Prague argued that the Mizbeach was different. Like Mizbeach has own rules. Here, it sounds like Mizbeach is lumped together with everything else in terms of its sanctification. Okay, possibly. In the more striking is the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam, as we know, wrote a Sefer where he listed off all the mitzvahs of the Torah, and he began by listing 14 rules, 14 sharoshim, with which he explains how he's going to count something as a mitzvah. Now, how do you know what to count as a mitzvah? Obviously, we have a tradition, a Gemara in the Namakas, a handful of other places, that 613 mitzvahs, yeah? But it never says in the Torah, here's the list of the 613 mitzvahs, 1, 2, 3, 4, never listed. So we can have many questions about a mitzvah in the Torah, certain mitzvahs in the Torah that need to be counted as one. I always give the example, Kriya Shema. Is there one mitzvah? That mitzvah is two parts, saying Kriya Shema in the evening and saying Kriya Shema in the morning. Is that what it is? Or is it two separate mitzvahs of the 613? One mitzvah to say Kriya Shema in the evening, a different mitzvah to say Kriya Shema in the morning. Tefillin. Is one mitzvah to put your tefillin on your arm and a different mitzvah to put your tefillin on your head? Well, there's one mitzvah with two parts, Tzon Shoyan, Tzon Shorosh. Okay, Sukkot is one mitzvah to take a lulav, a different mitzvah to take an esrog, a third mitzvah to take a dasman, a fourth mitzvah to take a rabbis. Well, there's one mitzvah to take the arbim. You get the idea. So the Rambam gives you 14 rules. And so rule number 12, 23, you don't count as separate mitzvahs of the taryag, different parts of a mitzvah. An example that he gives is we have one mitzvah, he says, to build the Beis HaMikdash, right? Quotes the pasuk here in Truma, on the third line. That's one mitzvah, all right? Included in that mitzvah is various other things. Which were part of the Mikdash. There's no separate mitzvah to build the menorah and to build the mizbeach. They're all part of the same. It's one category. They're separate mitzvahs in a certain sense, but they're not counted as separate entities in the taryag mitzvahs. So you look in Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvahs esei chaf, the Rambam says, mitzvahs esrim, shetzivana livnos beis havoda, you have to build a house of worship for Hashem, because that's where you're going to do karbonos and come from the regalim and so on. And he writes, he quotes the Gemara's about it and so on, and he says, certainly that's a mitzvah by itself, but ukvar biyanu, at the end of the fourth line, shezeh klalu kol al chalokim, b'sheh ha-menorah, ha-shulchan, ha-mizbeach, b'zulah sam kulam hem mechelke ha-mikdash, v'kol yikarei mikdash. The Rambam is saying there's no separate mitzvah to build, again, accounting the, you know, fundamentally, is a bookkeeping question, right? About how you count the tally of 613. But the Rambam is saying there's no separate mitzvah among the 613 to count, to build the menorah, another one to build the shulchan. They're all subsumed. They're all hakol yikari mikdash. Okay, it's one commandment. All right. And he says, now here he points out, but there is a pasuk in the end of Parshas Yisro. We saw it before, Mizbach Adoma Tasili. And that seems to be separate from the mikdash. Okay. But he says, no, it's referring perhaps to a different time when you could build bamos and so on. So he explains that away, meaning that the Rambam does not suggest, like I said before, that the Mizbeach is separate from the rest, and it's a separate keli like the Maharami Prague. I don't think the Maharami Prague's suggestion, the Mizbeach, that the rule of building the kelim of the Mikdash to parallel the dimensions of the kelim of the Mishkan, it doesn't apply to Mizbeach. It's a separate vessel. It's not part of the group. I'm not sure the Rambam would agree to that. He seems to say that.
Good question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any practical difference whether mitzvah is considered all one thing or generally, a collection of different?
Generally not.
Okay. Okay. So it's just a matter of the counting.
A bookkeeping question.
Bookkeeping. Okay.
Now, some of there are differences. Well, certain things might only be, for example, might only be the Rabbanon, right? The Rambam in the first Shorish says, I'm not counting Hallel or Hanukkah candle because not their ISIS. It could be, but in most ways, there's no major difference, no big difference. Okay, anyway, that's the Rambam. Look at Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Parak Aleph Halachah Vav, 25. V'osen v'mikdosho kelim mizbech la'olo shar kabonos v'kevesh olim olim, the ramp, v'mekoma, where it's located, and a kior, the washing station, the kano, the vessel that was part of it, you know, to be washed into and so on. All these things, where they're located, Mizbech, Lektoris, Menorah, Veshulchan, Shloshtem, Mizbech, HaKodesh, HaKodesh, HaKodeshim, they're all enumerated together. So the Rambam, I think, would not go for this idea that the Maharami Prague presented, that the Mizbech is a separate entity. If a rule applies to the Mikdash, applies to Mizbech too. Okay, I'm sorry, if it applies to the other Kelim, applies to Mizbech too. The Or HaChaim, HaKodesh, here in Parshat Truma, Parchav, Pasuk Tes, again, Mechain Tasu 26, gives a different teretz to answer Ramban's Kasher from Divrei Hayomim, that the Mizbech in the Mishkan was much smaller than Mizbech and the Mikdash. I thought it had to be the same dimension. So we saw a few answers, right? We saw the answer that the Mizrahi gave and the Kriya Sefer and the Rambam and Nicholas Beis Bechira gave, that It doesn't have to be the same size. It's just to be square the same way. We have the Maharal Miprag's answer that the Mizbech was an exception to the rule. The Rachaim says a different thing. That which the Ramban brought up about the dimension, not a question. And the other thing the Mizrahi mentioned about the height, I'm actually not a question. We quote the Gemara. And the Gemara in Zvachim, Samech Beis and Aleph, the subsequent Gemara. Again, I told you, it's all part of that same big suga. That's why I didn't quote all the Gemaras, but I quoted this little part. We'll see the next source. Zeloshonim, Tanarabon, Karen, Bekevesh, Vyasod, Ribua, Me'akvin, Midas Arko, Midas Rochbo, Midas Kamos, Ain Makvin. Very simple, Sugar. You don't know all this fancy Torah. Look at source 27. I'm sorry, source 27. Come back to Archaim. Zvachim, Samech Beis and Aleph, Tanarabon, Karen, Bekevesh, Vyasod, Ribua, Me'akvin. And the way the corners had to be in their shape, and it had to be a ramp, and he sold the base and the square. That's ma'akev. That had to be the same. But midas arko, midas rochbo, midas komos, ein ma'akvin. Meaning, if you don't match exactly what it says, it's okay. But on emila amar huna amar ka hamizbeach kol makom shenemar hamizbeach la'akev. Whenever the Torah uses the word hamizbeach, it means that's something that must be. It's a sine qua non. It must be. And Rashi fills in the blanks there in Zvachim Samapayz Malav 28. Okay, and we sold Ksiva Yisod Hamizbech. That's Pasuk 29. Now you could park down Pasuk Yurches. I mean, Adami Tain Al Karnos Hamizbech. Actually, if not Hashem Hashem all made. It's called Adami Shbroch Yisod Mizbech Ola. Share again. Yisod. Sorry, the different Pasuk. You showed Hamizbech, the next pasuk. But okay, again, it says the word Hamizbech. Whenever it says you sowed Hamizbech, okay, and also the Pnei Hamizbech, right? The our faith and so on. Also, it's Pnei Hamizbech, different psukim. Anyway, the point is that's a reference to the ramp and so on. You go into Pnei Hamizbech. Okay. Anyway, be that as it may, it says go back now to the Or HaChaim, okay, in source 26. He says it's a Gemara. All right, Kim, look at the third line. Kim is Bech, Atzmo, Shosa, Moshe. Yachol, Hayal, Asos, Mesem, also. Even though the Torah says, the Torah told Moshe, again, the Pasuk's, and Pasukim, we had at the beginning, in the Surah 6, Parakov Zion, here in Truma, Pasuk Aleph. Vosis, Atze, Shittim, Chomesh, Amos, Orech, Chomesh, Amos, Rocha. It's true, that's what it says. But that's not Ma'akev. That wouldn't disqualify the Bech. If Moshe wanted to, for some reason, he could have made it bigger. Maybe that means the minimum size. I don't know, but it didn't have to be Likuva. It didn't have to be that size. That's the point. He could have done it. Okay. And the same thing, he could have made the height also higher. What do you mean? The Gemara itself says, because Baruch Hu said that even though I tell you to do it this size, if you want to have more gold, whatever you want to make it bigger, it's gesund to hate. Okay. And so he doesn't understand what this whole kash is about. The Ramban's Kasha's no Kasha. Moshe could have made it bigger too, because that size is not Ma'akev. And it, the Reim means Rabbi Mizrahi. Okay, his question about the height also is no question. Moshe could have made it bigger also. So this is what he says. You don't have to come up with all these answers. So he says at the end, I planted a firm tree. Hold on to it. Grasp onto it. That's the teretz. Okay. When it says v'chein tasu, not like the Maharal said, v'chein tasu was all on everything else that was movable, but not on the mizbeach. V'chein tasu was on the things that are ma'akev, that are required, meikar adin, that must be, the sine qua non, the things which are not absolutely necessary, there's not ma'akev, v'chein tasu doesn't apply. So answers the Or HaChaim. Okay, now it's interesting, I mentioned there is a little bit of a halacha l'maisa ramification to this, okay, so to digress for a few moments, we're coming back to the terutzim here, the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, Siman Ches, the last Sif in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, 31. Lo Yaseh Bayis Tavnis Hegel. We're not allowed to build a building to look exactly like the Beis HaMikdash, like the Hegel. Okay? Meaning Gavo of Arko Rokwa, the same dimensions. Achsadra Tavnis Ulamah. It's not allowed to build a hall that has the exact same dimensions as the hall. You're not allowed to duplicate or replicate the Mishkan of Mikdash exactly. Chotzer Tavnas Azara, Shulchan Tavnas, can't build a Shulchan. Can build a model, but not the same dimensions. Menorah Tavnas, can't build the same menorah. Aval Oseh Shalchomei Shakon, you can build a menorah with five branches, or six, or eight, and so on. Aval Shoshiva Lo Yasela, Even if it's not made out of gold. Now I want to make a menorah with seven branches, a whole tumult. And one time, the truth is about it. When, I forgot who, one of the, maybe England, one of the Israeli, the state of Israel became independent in 1948. Sometime after that, somebody donated a menorah, and it's right there in front of the Knesset. And you saw, you've seen pictures of it, maybe you saw it up front. Okay, it's a menorah. It's a seven-branch menorah. And it says a position of honor right by the Knesset. You know, is that a big honor? I don't know. But it's right there by the Knesset. No political comments today. But you have this menorah. So is that a violation? Now, we didn't build it. We didn't ask for it. There was some government gave it. I forgot which government. I think it says over there which government. But anyway, so is that okay? Well, for one thing, I think it's capped to the top. You can't light anything there. It's a different terutzim. Okay? But a three-prong, five-prong, seven-prong, okay. You know, by the coastal Maravi in the back, and I think they haven't been assured, those little menorahs, they're not taka seven branched. I don't know, they moved it away, they got rid of them, I think. But they used to have, they were not seven branched menorahs. Anyway, be that as it may, so Shulchan Aruch says, you know how to do that. Okay. The Shach explains to Kotel Lamed Gimel there in your Yerodesim Kuf Mem Aleph, of Nishtana, makes us mutter. If it's a little different, then it's mutter. And even if it's made out of metal, not out of gold, it's okay. That's what he explains. And, even if it doesn't have the cups of menorah and so on. All right, the Bir Agro explains, because these things are not ma'akev. Okay, the Bir Agro, Yerodesim Kuf Mem Aleph, Scott Lamed Hay, says that it's not ma'akev if it's made out of this metal or it has cups and so on. So things that are not ma'akev are not the same. Okay, so maybe that's what the Or HaChaim is answering. The things that are not ma'akev, so then you have much more freedom. And the same thing with the freedom to build a different size. Then, move on to 34. That was a side point. Move on to 34. The Or HaChaim continues there in Parashat Truma, here in Parakof Hei, Pasuk Tes, V'chein Tasu. V'hine, another answer, Paskola Muetes, B'inyan Ein Shum Kushikal. He says, we have to understand something else, and this is very fundamental, Or HaChaim says. Okay? He says, Ki Yesh Ladas, Ki Kol B'inyan Habayis V'kelem, Lo Asom Shlomo, K'fishar Nira B'ein Sichlo, Shlomo Melech rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, didn't build the Beis HaMikdash as he saw fit. I mean, he was the wisest of all men, it's true, but he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. You know what, I'm going to make this dimension, make that height, this width. He didn't decide that. Ela Alpi Novi. It was all done by the direction of Novi. Vigama Novi Higid Kilo Divin Ebuso Higid El Divin Kabaloso. And he says, and Novi himself also didn't make it up. He was giving you a tradition. And the quotes of Pasuk that Archaim does in the next source, printed it, In 35, you look in Dira Yom Aleph, Parakhov Ches, Guardian Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayitein David L'Shlomo Beno, Es Tavnis Olam. Remember, David wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, but he wasn't allowed to, because he'd been a warrior, right? He spilled blood. And the Beis HaMikdash is a place of Shalom. So he said, you won't build it, your son Shlomo will build it. But David had the plans already, the specs, what do you call it, the architect plans, the blueprint. And it says, everything, all the office and chambers, and this is where the Kohanim went, and this is this amount of gold. And how much everything weighed and so on. Tezvav, Mishkan, Menorah, Hazav, and Erosayim Zav, right? What the weight of everything was. He gave you all the details. And not only that, but even in Yud Zayin, or Yud Tezvav, Hazav, Mishkal, Shulchanos, Amarachal, Shulchan, Mishulchan, Mekeshulchan, Zakesef, right? The Shulchan, and Yud Zayin, all the vessels, the forks, and the stirring pans, and whatever else. Okay, it all was spelled out. Look at the end, Yud Ches, the Mizbech, and Torah, Hazav also. Yud Tez. Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem alai hiskil kol melachos hatavnis. Right, everything was spelled out to Shlomo. He didn't make this up. It was all part of an oral tradition written down by David. Rashi explains over there in Divrei Yom Aleph Perek Kof Ches, Pasuk Yud Beis 36. Asher ha'ayav ruach emo kasher haro Shmuel haroeh. How did David know? The Shmuel Hanavi so showed it to him. Yitzchiv. L'kamon hema yisod David Shmuel haro, because Shmuel haro means a navi, like a chose, someone who sees more than we do, right? Call haro. And I was saying to Amru, okay, and then he quotes other psukim, and David HaMelech learned it from Shmuel. And posing a test, Rashi writes, Hakol b'ksav, pitaron hakol b'ksav, sidi l'schum mishkal o'mishkal shal kol kli o kli, Shmuel haro, Shmuel ha-navi. gave him all the details. And this and its width and this and its length. Okay, and all the things. So it was all there from the days of David HaMelech, as told him from oral tradition by Shmuel HaNavi. But Doc also says the same thing in Pasuk Yutes. Pasuk Yud Beis first, right? There in Deri HaMelech, Perek Chof Ches. Beruach Nevuah. He knew the dimension based on Ruach HaKodesh. Either himself, he said, but himself, or maybe through Shmuel HaNavi, I mean, knew it. But I call Bichsav Miyad Hashem, Pirush. Hine lecha kol Bichsav Mesudar. Kimo Shom Miyad Hashem. I call Malach HaTamiz. Kine Bavua Nemalo. Okay, so in any event, so now come back to the Archaim. He said, what are you tumbling here? Ramban is a Taina, Moshe, Shlomo HaMelech, built a Mizbeach that was bigger. He said, first of all, Shlomo didn't do this himself. And the second line, back in 26, is on this page, top of the page. V'chein tim sasha kosa Rashi, before Jeremy quotes Rashi, we mentioned, okay? When I stum, yakol ha-maisen nirmaz b'torah l'mavina b'ruach ha-kodesh. If you understand Ruach ha-kodesh, it's all comes in the Torah too. So therefore, there's no question, how could Shlomo HaMelech do it? What do you mean? It was part of a Ruach ha-kodesh, right? Divine inspiration, he got through Shmuel HaNavi. Okay, but the Archaim is sensitive to the fact that, but we still have to deal with the word b'chein tasu. B'chein tasu l'dor. So listen to what he says. Sharp explanation. Well, if he's there, Masha Omar Kosov b'chein tasu l'dor, heim al dvarim shalo bo aleim hafa chiyus b'torah kemuskom b'vinim mad b'ruch ha-kodesh. B'chein tasu means these things, as long as it doesn't say to do the opposite. In other words, things which the Torah, Dvarim Shenemer B'Torah B'Mishpat Mikta Shalom Lo Tielem Stirim Ipasu V'Chein Tasu. V'Chein Tasu means everything else unless there's a clear directive otherwise. Right? But if there's a clear directive otherwise, then it's not a problem. So V'Chein Tasu, it's true. Many things were the same. You know, the same size. Shulchan was the same. We're the same. Okay? But those things that are not was never included in V'Chein Tasu. Okay? V'Chein Tasu. And he says this takes away the kasha Ramban and kasha Mizrachi. It takes away all the kasha. So that is the approach of a different approach from the Or HaChaim here too. Okay, the first one was let's go over again. We've had a number of different suggestions here, right? We had the Mizrachi who said, I'm sorry, we started with the Ramban's kasha. Yeah, so. The Mizrachi and the Kiryas Sefer, they gave the Torah that it's not only talking about the dimension, the ratio had to be the same, the length, the width had to be the same, but not that it had to be the same numbers, just the same, equal to each other, 5 or 20, doesn't matter. Okay, we had the Maharal Miprag, who said in his back some kind of exception, we challenge that. We have the first Torah to Archaim, who said that, what do you mean, the Gemara? Okay, the Gemara says that, just a moment. Wait, just a second. Yeah, he says the Gemara says that certain things didn't matter. The only things with Chain Tasu is when it's Ba'akev. So it's not Ba'akev. Moshe could have built it longer and larger himself. Now I have another Tarot, or Chaim himself. Gives a second Tarot that it didn't apply to things that the Navi is going to tell you otherwise. That's how he learned. Okay, so they have a Divrei, yet another group of Tarot. Look at source 38. Okay, the Divrei David, that's the Taz. And the Taz in the Shulchan Aruch, his commentary on Rashi is called Divrei David. So he says, there's no kasha on Rashi, Gemara. Okay, he says, because what does it mean? Okay, the Mishka alluded to it earlier. The Gemara is talking about you need a Navi and Urim Tumim and Sanhedrin, then you can add on to the ear to the city of Yerushalayim, and it will still have the status of Yerushalayim for Kachim Kalim. And you can add on to the Mishkan, and it will still have the status of the Mikdash. I mean, you can still have the status of Mikdash, you can eat Karbonos there. What do you mean? That wasn't the original boundary. No, you can add on. It will now take on the status of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Even though it's now a larger area than originally. That's okay. So you know, that's allowed based on the Gemara, as long as you have the right things in place, a Navi or a Tumim, Sanhedrin. Okay, even Cain, lo kashamidi. The vada uchiv las amitah rekelim mamish kemo b'mishkan b'chol inyan. Elosanas shom shini al pi navi b'shas binyan amikdash. He says the navi is allowed to change it. Okay, the navi can change it because that's the Torah builds that in, just like you can lengthen the size of the mikdash itself. You could change this too, and therefore we don't have to come on the other territory. So again, similar to what the Archaim said, it can be done through the medium of a navi. And some sofer also says this. Chuvas. Some sofer chelik yoredesim reish lamed vav. He says How could you change everything? What do you mean? And he said, second of all, wasn't the Beis HaMikdash, the second Mikdash, bigger than the first? We've all seen models and so on. What's going on? Okay. So he says as follows. He says, a Navi is not allowed to change things indiscriminately. Okay. He quotes that same pasuk from Divrei Hayomim, you know, Divrei Hayomim Aleph Perkov Ches Pasuk Yutes, Hakol B'Ksav. So, you know, the Navi can do it. But isn't that against the rule, says some sofer, look at source 40. A Navi is not allowed to change things. Okay, the Pusik says in Parish Book of Kosai, Perakov Zion, Pusik Yudal at 40, Perakov Zion, Pusik Lamadal. I mean, Eila HaMitzvahs, Asher Tziva Hashem is Moshe. These are the mitzvahs Hashem told Moshe, all the mitzvahs. The Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Peyam and Aleph, and other places also, Eila HaMitzvahs, She'ein Navi Rishai Lechalit Ov Me'ata. A Navi can't make up a new mitzvah. A Navi has like a Rabbana can make a Takonis Rabbana, but the Navi can't make a new mitzvah. So Chassam Sofer is wondering what's going on here. What do you mean? We just gave the answer. Taz gives an answer. Chaim gives an answer. That was different because it was from a Navi. But what do you mean? A Navi's not allowed to change anything. So if there's a din v'chein taz l'doros, a Navi can't change it. So listen to what the Chassam Sofer says. He says, a Navi can suspend something temporarily called a Rasha, like Eliyahu Har Carmel. You can offer, even though Beis HaMikdash, you can offer a carbon. That's a temporary thing. But l'doros, a Navi can't make a new mitzvah. So what's going on? So says the Chassam Sofer, very sharp. He says that pasuk, which our pasuk, which we started with, right in Perek Chafei, Parash Truma pasuk Tes, Kechol Asher Maris Chol Eis Tavi Amishu Eis Chavis. It's called Kela V'Chein Tasu. What does V'Chein Tasu Doros? What does that mean? Right, that's a Gemara and so on. And the Rabban says, no, if you has Daiti, the Koi Ahas Chol Asakra, meaning Kechol Asher Ani Maros Chol Kein Tasu Doros. Look back at source one. Not like we thought, that the V'chein Tasu modifies the Mishkan and the Kalim. It has to be the same dimension, the same size. No, says the Chassam Sofer. The V'chein Tasu was modifying the first part of the Pasuk, namely the part of the Pasuk, whatever, I'll show you. So here in the Mishkan, I showed you this, and there in the Beis HaMikdash, I showed you something else to a Navi. So it's beautiful, no? V'chein Tasu L'doros, Ein Echanami. But not like we thought that it had to be the exact same measurements. It means the measurements are subject to what? K'chol Hashem Imaros, or whatever I'll show you. So here in Parshas Truma, Hashem showed him what it had to be. They don't need any of the other Teruvim. It had to be 5x5. Good, even Rizli Kuba. It had to be 5x5. And later on, the Navi showed Halach, then the Beis HaMikdash is 20x20. But it's all good. Each time you build the Beis HaMikdash, okay, this could be different. That's built in. So it is V'chein Tasu L'doros whatsoever. It's V'chein Tasu L'doros. What? What I'll show you. And that fits in with this whole idea with the Navi. And that's why the Pasuk Divrei Hayomim over there that says Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perakov Ches Pasuk Yutes, Hakol B'Chsav Miyad Hashem. A lie, right? The comes to Yad Hashem. That's Kechol Asher Ani Maroscha. That changes from generation to generation. V'chein Tasu L'doros. Follow what Hashem showed you in terms of the Mishkan. So that's, I think, a very beautiful answer from the Chassam Sofer. And it fits in my opinion, well, there is a Sifrei. Pasuk Parshas Re'e, Perikid Beis of Dvarim, Pasuk He. Kimel Amokam, Shivik HaShem Al-Kecha, Mikol Shivik HaShem Al-Sumas Shom Shom, L'Shichno Sidr Shehu Vosa Shoma. Seek out His Shechina and go there. So the Sifrei over there in Pesach, Samach Beis, 43, Drosh al pi Navi. Find a Navi to show you how to do it. Why? Some will say, because that's Kechol Asher Ani Maroscha. That's L'doros. Find a Navi. Okay? And it's interesting because the idea of a Navi, or we'll see shortly, maybe some of the Ruach HaKodesh, but a Navi being around to help us when the Beis HaMikdash is built, that's a major piece. And that's going to be lost in Lavo as well. The Mishnah Psachim. I don't want to scare anybody, but 6 weeks from today is the first day of Pesach, right? So we'll look at the Mishnah in Psachim. Okay, Kuf Yud Dalam and Aleph. The Mishnah says, we know by the Seder plate at night, Havila fun of Matzah. It's Matzah, Chazeres, Mora, Charoses, Ushnei Tavshilin. Two cooked items. Right? We know that, right? Two cooked items. We have an egg and a piece of chicken or something, a piece of shank bone or something, right? So Gemara actually has, what are the Shnei Tavshilin? Kuf Yud Dalam Beis, my Shnei Tavshilin, Omer Huna, Silk of Aroz, beets and rice. Gemara parenthetically says, see, rice is not chametz. Okay, this is before they knew about kidneys. Okay, the Gemara proves from here that, right, there was an opinion of Yochanan Nuri says rice is chametz. Forget that kidneys, it's real chametz. He is a real chomer. Okay, we know pasuk can be yochel menorah. Anyway, there are number of other opinions there what the two cooked items have to be. And again, our minhag is to use an egg and a zohar. I spoke with that Shabbos Hagadol a couple years ago. Another time. Anyway, but one Rav Yosef Omar tzorech shnei min abos. They both should be meat. Why? Echad zeich lePesach veEchad zeich lChagiga. There was a korban Pesach was brought erev Pesach in the afternoon, and there was a korban Chagiga called Chagiga Shadal, which was brought also erev Pesach in the afternoon, and they ate all that meat at night. The Chagiga was the main course. The korban Pesach was the dessert. Only a little piece of meat for everybody. Okay, good. So I printed the Rashi, the Rashbam there. All right, we don't need to go into that now. I can look. I don't have time to go to the Rashi and the Rashbam. Just spell out the Gemara if you want to listen to the Gemara. Tosus raises a question there. Psachim Kufi Dalam Base 48. Echad Zech LePesach, Echad Zech LeChagiga. What about Kishachol Yudal Shabbos? What about if Erev Pesach on Shabbos? I think it happens next year. Okay, we were discussing it, right? It happens next year. Erev Pesach on Shabbos. It happened a few years ago. I think after next year, it won't happen for a long time. But sometimes Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. When Erev Pesach on Shabbos, you bring the Korban Pesach anyway. On Erev Pesach afternoon, Shabbos afternoon. But not the Korban Chagigah. So the question is, on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, do you need to have two Tavshilin? One Zechel of Pesach, one Zechel of Chagigah. What Chagigah? That year there was no Chagigah. Okay? So maybe Chagigah Shidal and Eino Doche Shabbos. That Korban Chagigah could not be brought on Shabbos. But some say that the first Seder Saturday night, you only need one thing on the Seder plate, one Tavshil, not two. Okay, but Rhea said, no, Eilechalik. Lo plug, we always have Shnei Tavshilin. Okay, and we won't get confused, he says, because maybe we'll think that, one second, maybe next year, right, you bought a Beis HaMikdash, and we'll think to ourselves, you know, last year we had on the Seder plate, it was also Saturday night. And we had two things on the Seder plate. Must be you can bring the Korban Chagigah as well as the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. But people end up making a mistake. Next, again, I was confident. Next year, they'll build the Beis HaMikdash. And what if Erev Pesach on Shabbos again? They'll bring the Korban Chagigah on Shabbos and make a mistake based on what we did last year. So the Tosfos says, no, not worried about that. Why not? The Krova Mesura L'Zvizin. Okay, Shibana, the Beis HaMikdash was built. Moshe and Aaron, yay, Manu, right? They'll make sure there are no mistakes. There'll be a Nevi'im there. Moshe and Aaron will be there, right? There'll be a Navi around. No, we're not going to make any mistakes. You know, that's Moshe Rabbeinu will lead us once again, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu will be there. Okay, so we're not going to make any problem. You have to have a Navi's there to guide us in the right direction. Okay, the truth is, we find that by the Baya Shlishi, the Gemara says in Zvachim, Samach Bezman, Al 49, Amar Rabba Baruch, Baruch, Hanab, Amar Yechanan, Shlosh and Nevi'im, Olam, Mehmet, Agola. Three Nevi'im came back with the Jews. The last three Nevi'im we ever had came back with the Jews. Rashi tells us, that was Shlosh Nevi'im 50. Those are the last three Nevi'im, the end of Treyas, the last three Nevi'im we ever had. They were around at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period. One of their job was to show where the Mizbeach was. You needed a Navi to know where the Mizbeach was. And that's the Rambam Paskin, Hilchos Beis Bechir, Perek Beis, Alok Adalad. 51, Shlosh Nevi'im, Olu Imam and Agola, Echad Eilam Al-Mokum, Mizbeach, and so on. For that reason, there was a whole tumult years ago. I don't think I'm going to mention in this regard, but we need a Navi. The Maritz Chayes has a tshuva. It's not printed in the tshuva. I don't have the sheets. It's in the Kol Kisvei Maritz Chayes, Chelik Beis, page Tov Memches, in Kuntres Achron Avodas HaMikdash. Okay, after tshuva. It's after tshuva. It's after tshuva Ayin Vav, Perik Beis. Anyway, he says also you need a Navi for the Mizbeach. But he says the truth is, that's when you're expanding the size. But if we know the size, the original size, we can actually find out, he suggests, we could figure out where the Mizbeach was even without a Navi. Interesting point, but that's a side point. But some point out that the Sefer called Kol HaTor, HaTuf HaGadol, Kol HaTor, which was, Kasher put it out, but Kol HaTor is from one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon of Hillel of Shklov. But in the first section, in the Chalta Legula section by Rav Mendel Kasher, he deals with a question. We'll finish up with this. And there was a whole discussion in the 1800s of a bunch of Jews wanted to buy the Makom HaMikdash from the Arabs. I think they even met with Rothschilds and other wealthy Jews to try and, you know, purchase the land. I mean, they the pipe dream, the Arabs wouldn't be interested in selling it, obviously, but they figured they could maybe convince the Arabs to move their mosque a few blocks away and we'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They asked, what are the halachic ramifications? Could we build the Beis HaMikdash if we own the land? So we keep it. Eger is a true about him. Yaakov Etlinger, his true is called Binyan Sion, right? The Rebbe from Shoshana for Hirsch, Eruch Lanier, his true is called Binyan Sion. It's called Binyan Sion because the first couple of true was about this subject. Some sofer is a true about, others have true about it. And Ritzirish Kalisher, was a big Tzioni, the Kibbutz Tirat Tzvi is named after him. Anyway, not a Tzioni in the modern sense, but very Zionistic. Anyway, we have Tshuvas about it. So Rav Kasha writes, one of the problems was that, well, we need a Navi, for at least the Mokam Mizbeach. They can get around, what about Tchelis, what about Machzor Shekel, what about Rol Tami? They give all the Big Day Kahuna, they give all the, work out all the halakhic ramifications and the problems. But the Mendel Kasher quotes a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. He quotes a Medrash Zuta in Shir Hashirim, Parsha Beis, on a pasuk, Ishbasti Eschem Benos Yishloim. It says, Ad Esha'avo Ad Shetechbat. So it refers to Yishloim. The Medrash Zuta, Shir Hashirim, Parsha Beis, Simon Zion. Look what it says. She'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zohar, Benisim Esbeis HaMikdash L'Chorim, Lo Tivnu Od Ad Shetishmu Kol Min HaShamayim. That's it. We can't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash according to this Medrash. But the Pasuk, I don't know, but it says you're not allowed to rebuild it until you hear the house voice from heaven. The Pasuk Yishai, Parakut Ches, Pasuk Gimel, we quote that in Shofar, on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Yoshe, Seva, V'shokh, Neitz, Kinson, Esorim, Tira, V'chiz, Kol, Shofar, Tishmo, but we'll know to come back when we hear the Shofar sound. Until then, we can't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? I'll end off in 55, the Tshuva from Rokuk, Mishpat Kohen, in Yonah Eretzil, Simon Tzadi Beis. He says, may not be a Navi, but even somebody with Ruach HaKodesh. I don't have time to read it. I was late, but take a look if you want in that tshuva. You don't have to have a Navi, but if you have somebody who's Ruach HaKodesh, in each generation you can have Ruach HaKodesh, I can tell you how to build the Beis HaMikdash and so on. But the bottom line is, point is, and getting back to our topic, it's not a problem of Chayin Tassel Ledoros, especially like that answer to Chassam Sofer, Ledoros, you need a Navi, or at least somebody with Ruach HaKodesh. That's what it means, Yichol HaShanei Marozcha, but it doesn't mean necessarily the dimensions have to match. Okay, I said a little different tonight, type of shiur, but I hope you enjoyed it. I wish everybody a good Shabbos and a good week.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.